This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. This just in. That lying president says, I never worked for Russia. However, he also followed it up with, if you want to keep your doctor. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, and I mean honestly, truly being part of the conversation. I'm getting a kick out of the frenzy the left is having over the fact that the president has been or was looking at being checked out for being a Russian spy. And I love this, or owned by the Russians, if you would. Now head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. You can sign up. I mean, there's a whole boatload of things you can do up there on the website. So and it's great. I mean, it's just really simple, stupid. I mean, to sign up, that is. I just want to get to the stories. Can you tell? I just want to get, because these stories, like, I'm chomping at the bit because they're so stupid, crazy. The Washington Post and New York Times, right? I mean, they just went to town on the stories over the weekend about how Trump was probably a Russian spy. The FBI was looking into it. The FBI was not looking into this because they felt like he might be a Russian spy and they needed to save America. They hated the guy. Still do, but they hated the guy. So, the beauty behind all of this, I think it was in the Washington Post piece, one of the two, in about paragraph 9, it says, even though there's absolutely no proof of this, there has been no proof, nothing's come up about it. The only reason that it was even investigated because the FBI thought that President Trump was acting like a spy, behaving like a spy. Just let that sink in. And the Democrats, they're so worried about this country. They're so worried about making sure they do the right thing for this country that they've canned the terrorist, you know, in the terrorist subcommittee, the subcommittee to look into terrorism and what they can do to keep us safe. They've canned that committee and they've turned it into a let's go after Trump all the time committee. Checking into every action that he does. Wanting the notes from the interpreter, the Russian interpreter when the president was there. So my question would be, do we have that on Obama? Did we do that with him? And don't give me this crud that, well, he wasn't in bed with the Russians. Like, no, it was everybody else. The Iranians, the Saudis, I mean, everybody else he was okay with and letting them get away with all kinds of stuff. And then go a little further with this, right? It has been weeks since the Dems took over now. Or know they was going to take over, right? We haven't seen one single counteroffer from them. No negotiating at all. Absolutely none. Right? They showed up one time. And the president said, if I give you what you want, can I have money for the border? She said, no. So giving nothing. No counteroffer. How much more crime do we need in our communities? How much more crime do we need at the border? How much more of this stuff do you have to see before you start pushing them? It's not our fault. It's not the fault of Republicans. The president said he would take responsibility for this. I don't blame him. I would, too, if I was sitting in his seat. Because I'm taking responsibility for the shutdown. I'm taking the heat for the shutdown because I'm more interested in keeping Americans safe, physically safe, than I am about getting reelected. That's terrible, isn't it? You know, they need to come back to the table. They need to be locked in a room till they get it worked out, both sides. No more of this pointing fingers of both sides or all over the place. It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was supposed to do this in the last hour, but I forgot. I went past it. Apparently now there's a Mick Jesus. God. Can you imagine if there was a Mick Muhammad? What if I did a statue of Mick Muhammad? This is a sculpture at an Israeli museum. And it's a picture of Jesus on the cross. Well, it was originally Jesus on the cross. And somebody felt the need, for whatever reason, to paint Jesus to look like Ronald McDonald. Now, it's just amazing. Hundreds of Christians in the Middle Eastern country are calling for the art to be removed from the Haifa Museum of Art, where the display has been up for months. It's previously on display in other countries without any real issues. Police said that the rioters who oppose the art have thrown stones and firebombs into the museum, leaving three officers wounded. Authorities have dispersed crowds with tear gas and stun grenades. Nisim Tal, the museum's director, told the Associated Press that the uproar was sudden. The protests appeared to have been sparked by visitors who shared the photos of the exhibits online. It is terrible. It's not cool at all. If we'd done this with anybody else, really, seriously, if you'd done this with Muhammad, there would be an uproar even from the government, wouldn't there? The display is intended to be a criticism of capitalism worship. Really? Wow. There are other ways, other statues, other things you could do. Why didn't you have him as a statue in front of an altar with people nailing to him? Talk more about this inside the break. Again, it's only when it's aimed at Christians, is it okay? We don't kill other people. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You tiny brained wipers of other people's bottoms.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. I love that. Because, you know, Jim Carrey is such a big deal to the left. And he's the one that said chick-chicky-boom, not me. Right? So I must be okay. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. We've been talking about the Mick Jesus, if you want to call it that. No, not Mick Jesus, but actually Mick Jesus. That's right. So there's a display in a museum in Israel, and it's a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross. Well, it was originally a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross, but they've repainted it to look like the Ronald McDonald clown. The Museum says that the art is intended to be a criticism of capitalism and how we worship capitalism, which I'm not buying for a second, because if that's the case, there were so many other ways to do this without insulting one group of people. Right? Now, amid the protests, the museum hung a curtain over the entrance of the exhibit and posted a sign that said that the artwork was not intended to offend people. I'm just trying to figure this out. So you paint a symbol of my Lord and Savior to look like a clown, but you don't expect to offend me. That's just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you drank that day. You put the sign up, but you couldn't have been thinking. There's just no way. However, that hasn't made the protesters happy. Right? One of them remained outside the museum on Monday, stood with a sign that said that respect religion. Now, see, that's a nice, quiet protest. People get to see what's going on. That's Amir Balan, an artist in Haifa and a Christian, said that the display is very offensive and said the protest won't be quiet until we reach a solution. Janie Leonel, the Finnish artist behind the McJesus, also asked that it be taken down, but for a different reason. He says he supports boycott, divestment, sanctions, or even BDS, a Palestinian-led movement aimed at pressuring Israel to change its policies towards the Palestinians. The group has made a significant gains in recent years, persuading a number of foreign artists to cancel performances in Israel. So, Janie, doesn't care that it offends anyone. He cares that it's bringing attention to Israel. And he doesn't want them to have that kind of attention. Now, the curator said that it's not going to remove the display because they truly believe in defending the freedom of speech, freedom of art, freedom of culture. Now, again, this is Israel, so we don't have a right to tell them what or how to do. But, I mean, seriously. If this was something that, you know, that was offensive to the Star of David, right, or Saul, or Solomon, excuse me, Solomon, or David, or even Moses, they'd be upset about it. And I don't know why they allow this to, why they would allow this to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged in the conversation. I think I'll do this one. I'm not going to finish it, but I'll do it anyway. I don't know if I did this the other night, but I'm almost sure I didn't. Now, here's a little history lesson about your Social Security card. I don't know if some of you know this. Just in case you're one of those young folks, I was talking to Tammy about this the other day, and you didn't know this, it's easy to check it out. If you don't believe it, just check this out, right? And this is the difference between the Democrats and Republicans when it comes to your Social Security money. Now, the cards up until the 1980s expressly stated the number and the card were not to be used for identification purposes, right? Since nearly everyone in the United States has a number, it became convenient to use it anyway, and the message not for identification was removed. Now, Franklin Roosevelt, a Democrat, introduced Social Security, and he promised, you want to write these down? The participation, Democrat president, promised the participation in the program would be completely voluntary. Did you hear that? It's no longer voluntary. Can you imagine participating in the program, a tax program, being voluntary? Number two, he said that participants would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual incomes into the program. Now, it's 7.65 on the first $90,000. That the money that the participants elected to put into the program would be deductible from their income for tax purposes each year. Guess what? It's not tax deductible. So I'm pausing to give you guys a minute to think about it. Because you know the answers to this. Most of you listening to the show know the answers, right? The money the participants put in the independent trust fund rather than into the general fund, and therefore would only be used to fund Social Security retirement programs and no other government program. Under President Johnson, guess what happened? The money has now been moved into the general fund. They also said that he also said that the annuity payments to retirees would never be taxed because, you know, it was already money that you had paid on. Under Democrats Clinton and Gore, they now tax up to 85% of your Social Security dollars. Right? I'm sorry. Up to 85% of your Social Security money can be taxed. Since many of us have paid into the FICA for years and now receiving a Social Security check every month and then finding that they are getting taxed at 85% of the money that the government put away, held for us, there's more to this. More that you haven't really even thought about yet. Which political party took Social Security from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress could spend it? Anybody? Come on. You guys are smarter than that. Lyndon Johnson, a Democrat, while he had a controlled Democrat House and Senate. Which political party eliminated the income tax deduction from Social Security? The Democrats. Which political party started taxing Social Security annuities? I just gave you the answer. What are you waiting for? That's right, the Democrats. And Al Gore had to cast a tie-breaking vote. So it was a split, and Billy Bob Clinton sent his buddy down there to fix things. And which political party decided to start giving annuity payments to immigrants? Yeah, that's right. Jimmy Carter, the Democrat. Any immigrant that moved to the country was able to collect at age 65 and above. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs, So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food. Burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all America companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. I really do. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. And I do appreciate the time. Go back, if you do nothing else, go back and get the last segment. Because, you know, I'm always hearing about how there's plenty of money left in the Social Security system. Well, it's not really true. Come on, let's be honest. It's really not true. They're not even tracking it anymore. Right, it goes to the general fund, and all it is numbers on a piece of paper, and hopefully the government will have enough to pay. Hopefully, they'll have enough to pay. Although I'm one of those guys now that has seen over the last nine, almost 10 years, I've been hearing about how everything's going to collapse, and we're going to be done, and we're going to be, you know, eating the family dog, whatever. That it's not true. It's just flat out not true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The U.S. veteran unemployment rate. You know, you talk about President Trump just hitting number after number after number, just doing some really great stuff. But again, as I learned, what was it, Saturday, from a hardcore Dem, that all this prosperity, all of it is because of Obama. Now, apparently, here's the dementia, if you really think about this. So when Obama got in office, apparently he was handled the worst economy ever known to mankind, which is not true, but that's a story for another day. He had to fight his way out to get us out of the trouble we were in. However, he could never get over 3% GDP. He could really never get the GDP where it needed to be. Unemployment dropped, but if you look at the real numbers, you also had people moving over to permanent disability in major numbers. Right? The market had to be propped up by his guys. There was really no any kind of good, solid economic information coming out of the 8 years he spent in the White House. What happens after Trump gets elected? the thing skyrockets. The market starts to move. Now, they're all saying, well, that was happening just before he got in. Because they saw him winning. They saw what was going on. So, but let's even discount all of that. So he gets in and it keeps going. And every time he starts to remove regulations, it goes. It goes more. It goes better. We're now no longer oil dependent on any other country. We've got it going on ourselves. Unemployment rates, the lowest for Hispanics, the lowest for blacks since they've been tracking it. And as of today, the veteran unemployment rate is at an all-time low. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Right? Well, I'm trying to beat them to the punch. It's just, it's scary. It's scary that that's the way they think. You know what I mean? Unemployment among Americans' military veterans reached an all-time low in 2018. That's according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's not according to Joe's blog. For veterans of all ages, the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, lowest level since 2000. That compares with 3.7% in 2017, which was the lowest annual rate since 2001. In December, the unemployment rate for veterans ages 18 and over was 3.2%. Compared with 3.8 for the same period a year ago. So keep dropping. Additionally, homelessness among vets decreased from 5.4% last year to the fact-finding agency reported. Look at, here's the deal. Homelessness. The biggest, the happiest part of this story is that homelessness is no longer an issue for our vets. Don't you think that's great? I mean, these guys, some of them needed help. I get it. Some of you have written me, some of you vets have written me about the medical needs of other vets. I get it. But just the mere fact that they have a place to go, a place to stay. I think that's a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the national unemployment rate... for all workers, was 3.9% in December. It's a slight rise from the previous readings, 3.7%, which was the lowest in about 50 years. So we hit the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years under Trump, and somehow they've given that to Obama. In 2011, during the height of the financial crisis, now, here's the thing I don't understand. When Trump was campaigning, and he talked about bringing jobs back, didn't Obama and the rest of them say, it's dead, you can't bring back certain jobs, you can't bring the jobs back for manufacturing or any of that? Manufacturing was up 744% from the days of Obama. I want you to think about that. We were down to almost zero. We were literally doing no major manufacturing in this country, and now we've got plants being built to do what? Manufacturing in this part of the country. Or in the country. In 2011, during the height of the financial crisis, unemployment among veterans spiked to a little over 12%. 12%. It's a lot of money. I mean, a lot of people out of work. Which meant that there were a lot more homelessness. A lot of these guys were having a lot more trouble. E-commerce giant Amazon, for example, is one of the companies that actually recruits service members or members of their family. In Washington, D.C., the site of the Amazon's new headquarters, skilled former service members with security clearances, tend to be in high demand among the nation's defense. They're probably putting their data centers there, which would make sense. Military members received a 2.6% pay raise in January, while veterans will see a 2.8% cost of living adjustment in their compensation this year as well. Now, over the past 18 years, pay increases among active-duty military members, they rose faster than those enjoyed by the civilians. Like in 2000, a mid-level soldier made 10% less than the average American. But just 11 years later, the same soldier is making 10% more without including benefits. And they've got, you know, military people have... access to one of the best pension plans with benefits that begin the day they retire, regardless of what age they're at. Well, you have to have 20 years of service. Members receive a pension equal to between 40% and 50% of their last paycheck. Yeah, you're better off going into education and or government. Right? Educators, police, fire, government, they get like 85% of their last year's paycheck. You know, the average. Not bad, huh? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'll always, always appreciate your time that you spend on the air with me, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you got to be part of the conversation. You got to be part of what we're talking about, of what we're stirring up, if you would. I got more stories than I have mouths. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. 5563. Look, I thought it was interesting. Did any of you catch today that the president, that he had, I don't know what you want to call it, a lunch, a celebration at the White House for the victorious Tigers? And the thing I was teasing Tammy during the break, or I actually find it kind of amusing, he brought all fast food in for them. I don't know if they were expecting that or even cared, for that matter. But fast food is one of his favorite things. He's a billionaire, and he likes McDonald's food. It's like Billy Bob Clinton, same thing with him. I mean, although I never got him, because he would run to blow off weight, to blow off calories, and then he'd show up at McDonald's. Didn't make any sense to me. What do you do to feed a victorious Tigers? Well, if you're President Trump and the Tigers in question, You go buy fast food. Really simple. Lots of hamburgers, lots of pizza. But his point, which you come to find out later on, is what he was pushing was American-made companies. Right? Period. You don't say America much more than when you talk about the NFL or baseball. Right? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after this break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Senior host. I'm enjoying it. Okay, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always got a kick out of that song. One of the jokes that one of my professors, one of my teachers used to say was that, how does Johnny know how to be good if you don't tell him what good is? I didn't care, I just liked the song. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Brigham Young University has caved. Seriously, they've given in to the elimination of Taco Tuesdays. I mean, really, this is political correctness just gone out of control. So Brigham Young University apologized and deleted an Instagram post that depicted two students dressed in sombreros and taco costumes. This is cultural appropriation, apparently. The Melvin J. Ballard Center for Economic Self-Reliance at BYU removed the Instagram post because the students were dressed in Latin American attire. And they issued a sincere apology on their website for being so insensitive. You know what? I have friends that go to that college or are involved with that college, I got to tell you, come on. This is just nuts. Two students in the original photo wore sombreros dressed as tacos, and they held flags from Bolivia and the United States and Argentina to promote Taco Tuesday. The post advertised free tacos for students. I mean, students love tacos. I'm not a big taco fan. They love tacos. But many of the comments deemed the display as insensitive to Latin American cultures. What I want to know is, how many Hispanics or Mexicans do they actually pull in and ask them? Or are they just asking white people that already feel bad about their color to begin with? BYU's Ballard Center deleted the photo and posted an apology stating earlier, the Ballard Center shared a social media post that was insensitive. We are so sorry. We regret the creating the post. The person who put it up will be whipped immediately, and not with horse whips, because we don't want the horses to be offended or something. I don't know. Is this just nuts? I'll tell you what. If you boys want something, come out here. Let's have a let's do a cultural appropriation round, maybe Spaghetti Saturday. What do you think, okay? All the spaghetti you can eat on a Saturday, and I'll even invite Mrs. O'Malley and Mr. O'Connor and all the Irish folk I know. And that you can if you cook well, if you're a good cook, you can appropriate my culture all you want to. How's that? God. One person complained, they're so stupid, they don't eat tacos in Argentina and Bolivia. That's exactly what I do when I read it. Right. Sure. We don't eat tacos in America either, do we? Or spaghetti? Or, I don't know. This is just stupid. Another comment read, I hope Ballard Center BYU will examine their actions and issue an apology for being culturally insensitive. Despite some students and other individuals deeming the incident insensitive, there were others that thought it was funny. They didn't see any offense at all. Melissa Rodriguez thought it was hilarious. See what I mean? This is how out of hand this stuff gets. Despite some students and other individuals deeming the incident insensitive, there were many who thought it was funny. One of the threads, there were also people from several Latin American countries who commented they were not offended by the actions at all. BYU alumni Elias Flores, a Mexican, said that it was not demeaning or threatening in any way. You know, this is what I'm talking about. We have got these young folks mostly so afraid of anything that might be distasteful. Look, I saw this coming years ago. One of the churches we used to go to every year, I guess they don't call it South Central LA anymore. I know what they call it. The church was predominantly black, and I am not talking about the color of the church itself. And we used to go down every year. There was this gospel comedy slam. You remember that? Okay. Hilarious. Rolling around in the aisle, hilarious. And the comedy was mostly black comedy. Comedy that you would think somebody like me would not understand. I made the mistake of bringing four or five of my, or a couple of my white friends. I went to church there. For me, it was no big deal. And as they were making black jokes, or jokes about the black community, everybody was roaring, except for one of the two of the people sitting next to me that were white. I was roaring, too. Well, it was, yeah, yes, the, what was it, the Reverend Al something, it wasn't Sharpton, it was Al, yes it was. It was the Reverend Al P. Sharpton and the Anointed Oreos. And it was two black guys and a white guy, and they were doing all these great, you know, the old time songs that you and I remember, but they had added, you know, spiritual words to them. Anyway, it was funny. It was all funny. The humor was funny. There were some great singers and musicians and what have you there. So it was a good night. Good, clean night. You could bring the family, bring the friends, or what have you. And these two people I were with were petrified. They didn't know whether they should laugh. I'm looking at them going, everybody else is laughing. It's not a problem. Okay? And so, anyway, we've pushed people in a position where they're there with the people. Everybody's laughing, black, white, green, purple alike. And I have some people that have been put in a position where they're afraid to do it. That's just wrong. No, seriously, that is just wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So it's the same thing here. We've got white kids curled up at these colleges that are crying their eyeballs out because it's bad to be white. I mean, that's what they're being taught. They're being taught about all the damage you've done. And here's the funny thing about it, like this with the cultural appropriation. You find them at the majority of Latinos would see that and think it was great, unless there were bad tacos. It wouldn't be so great. It's like me. I always get the biggest kick out of places I go to. They say they're Italian restaurants or whatever, and the food's terrible. And maybe it's owned by Rodriguez. Then I go to another place that's owned by an O'Malley, and it's great. It doesn't matter. It just matters about the food. You're not culturally appropriating anything. And matter of fact, some people who really do have common sense and two IQ numbers to rub together, they understand there's no offense meant. And it's just a lighthearted way to celebrate a food, a people, get some money. Right? You could have Taco Tuesday. Maybe you have, I don't know, Welsh Wednesday, but I hear Welsh food isn't that great. You could have Thai Thursday. People love Thai food for some reason. Right? I mean, there's all kinds of fun you could have with something like that. And then one person pops up and says, well, this apology is a good way of diffusing the tension and keeping the peace. I don't believe it was real. You don't need to apologize. There was nothing done wrong here. You had some kids that were offering free tacos, dressed up as a taco, having a Taco Tuesday. What's the big deal? How many kids were rushed to a mental institution or a safe space because they saw the tacos and just crumbled? Really, seriously, we'll pray for them. BYU schools are owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for which many of the students at the school go on missions around the world. Many of them learn other languages. They learn about the cultures of these missions. Women spend months and months and months, and men spend 2 years away from home, having minimal contact with friends and family. I know, really terrible, right? And I think, you know, the funny thing about it is that even though they're learning how to cook or learning how to appreciate the foods that they're going to partake of when they go to these places, they're going to find out it doesn't taste the same, and it ain't the same. Former BYU Idaho student Andrew Wolf, who served his mission in Argentina, told Campus Forum that tacos are not part of the Argentinian culture, but he wonders how people would have reacted if the photo depicted empanadas, which is part of the Argentinian culture. They'd still be upset because two white guys were looking like empanadas. See, it's gone out of control. It's just dumb at every level. It is dumb at every level. If somebody really says a problem, you know, what do you got? One Italian guy on campus is going to run up and say, oh, my God, you're stealing you're appropriating my culture. Stop serving those spaghetti and meatballs. I think there'd be another Italian that would knock him down. Say, get away. You don't like it? Move over. I'll take your share. All right. I got to have some fun, right? Heard earlier tonight that 181,000 illegals were booked. 181,000. Not 1,000, not 81,000. 181,000 illegals were booked into Texas jails between 2011 and 2018. But they're not criminals. They don't do crime. That's what Nancy Pelosi keeps saying. They're law-abiding people. So when they steal somebody's Social Security number and ID, that's law-abiding. Got it. 17,000 of those were drug convictions. 2,000 were for sexual assault and were convictions. But it's nice to see that they're not committing crime. Nancy, I don't know what numbers you're looking at. I don't even know, looking at your eyes sometimes, if you're actually looking at anything. I can't tell. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Thanks so much for being with us. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We'll be here all week. Join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.